Good morning, imposters, and welcome to Tuesday. Hope all of you had a great Mother's Day and had a wonderful weekend. Last week was a long one for me. I couldn't wait for the weekend. It was eventful as well. For Mother's Day, I got some beautiful flowers for my sweetie, and we went to the movies. And if you haven't checked it out, you must see the new Planet of the Apes. All I'm going to say is amazing. Well, the end of last week has been mind-blowing. I had too many things in the fire, yet I kept putting more in there. I'll rest here soon. At least that's what I keep telling myself. However, that's not what we're here to talk about on this humid Tuesday morning. Now, maybe I need to put out a disclaimer, and that is, I'm a 60s baby. What that means, I'm not a millennial or whatever new term they have to categorize, those born with me. To be honest, I guess I would fall in Generation X and proud of it, because this new group, Generation Alpha, have left a lot to be desired along with the young people around them, or their people. I know a lot of you in podcast land have heard this from your parents before. When you leave this house, you represent not only you, but me. So don't go out there acting a fool. Or maybe you heard, I know you ain't wearing that outside this house. Yet this list goes on. I know the babies are out there asking, what's your point? Well, here it is. Especially the ones I see on, Here it is. My point is this, young people. If it don't fit, don't force it. Now, I know the rest of you probably have heard this before. And yes, it's a line from a song. It goes like this. If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax it. Gotta go. And if that's how you want it, da-da-da-da. I don't know the rest of the words. Anyway, I do not own the rights to this song, but it is a song by Kelly Patterson. I believe it was released in the early 70s. Now, this song comes to mind when I think about young people, especially the ones I see on a regular basis. For instance, this past week alone, I have seen more cheeks than I care to see in a lifetime. Not only cheeks, but bellies, shoulders, and such. I know, again, you're asking, what's your point? Well, here it is. Why? Why am I seeing all this in a school setting and not a college school or a college? We're talking about high school and under. Going back to my previous statement, being Generation X baby, and those along with me know, there are certain things you just couldn't leave the house with back in the day. One of them was short shorts or skirts going to school. We won't even mention your girls showing or clothes way too tight. That alone might get you backhanded. I know my young people are probably saying, y'all parents were way too strict, and y'all were just, they were just body shaming. There, I'll have to correct you. This is not body shaming at all. It's called teaching young people to respect themselves. Sure, there's a time and place for everything. There's nothing wrong with shorts and mini skirts, because that was a thing back then, but not at school. Our parents instilled values in young people. They taught us lessons on life, to respect yourself and elders. And I'm still in awe when I think about the dress and mouths of young people today. By the way, if you haven't figured it out, our topic is, drumroll please. If it don't fit, don't force it. And yes, I've talked about this briefly, but I'm going to address it again from a different angle. Walk with me. Now, like most phrases or statements, this one has a two or even threefold meaning. If it don't fit, don't force it. Doesn't just apply to the obvious, clothes, but applies to life. And I bet you thought I was going to go on a tangent about teens and their dress. Well, it was a thought. Anywho, this applies all too well to relationships and life in general. I've learned that over the course of life. However, these last few weeks have reinforced this as well as I prepare for an upcoming project. In life, you will have a find a few people that will be in with you, be there for you through your ups and downs. But there are a few They're the, what my mom used to call, fair weather friends. They're there when everything is good. But as soon as something better comes along, or the road gets rocky, they're out of there. Which brings to light so many great success stories. I used to wonder why, as people like Tyler Perry struggle at the beginning of his career and all too many others. And I think I have the answer now. If it's your dream, you have to continue to pursue it. Others around you can't see it. And if they do, they may or may not stick around to help you achieve your dream. Yet there are others that are only there for the monetary value and are looking to see how it benefits them. In the creation of greatness, there is always sacrifice. So when I think of the line, if it don't fit, don't force it, when it comes to people, it lets me know that sometimes you have to let people go because they are not the right fit. They are not there to help you succeed, or they might give out bad vibes. You need positive vibes to surround you. So it may be time to let them go. Again, my point is, if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. Whether it is in a literal sense or if it applies to bad relationships, you may need to move on and the doors will open up for you in a different form. Thanks for listening and have a great Tuesday. And we'll talk again soon, imposters. Bye.